If big business is so right-wing, why do huge banks fund liberal and left-wing charities, activists, and advocacy groups, then brag about it in commercials and publicity campaigns? How to explain that there's virtually no major issue in the culture wars, from abortion to gay marriage to affirmative action, where big business has played a major role on the American right, while there are dozens of examples of corporations supporting the liberal side. Indeed, the myth of the right-wing corporation allows the media to tighten liberalism's grip on both corporations and the culture. John McCain perfectly symbolizes this catch-22 of modern liberalism. McCain despises the corrupting effect of big money in politics, but he's also a major advocate of increased government regulation of business. Apparently, he cannot see that the more government regulates business, the more business is going to take an interest in regulating government. Instead, he has concluded that he should try to regulate political speech, which is like decrying the size of the garbage dump and deciding the best thing to do is regulate the flies. These speech regulations, in turn, give an unfair advantage to some very big businesses, media conglomerates, movie studios, and such, to express their political views in ways exempt from government censorship. It's no surprise that some of these outlets tend to celebrate McCain's genius and courage and use their megaphones to expand on the need for him to go even further and for other politicians to follow his lead. Of course, this dynamic is much larger than mere regulation. The New York Times is pro-choice and supports pro-choice candidates, openly on its editorial pages, more subtly in its news pages. Pro-life groups need to pay to get their views across, but such paid advertising is heavily regulated, thanks to McCain, at exactly the moment it might influence people, that is, near Election Day. One can replace abortion with gun control, gay marriage, environmentalism, affirmative action, immigration, and other issues, and the dynamic remains the same. This is how the liberal Gleichschaltung works. Contrary voices are regulated, barred, banned when possible, mocked and marginalized when not. Progressive voices are encouraged, lionized, amplified in the name of diversity or liberation or unity, and most of all, progress. Go into a Starbucks sometime and pick up one of their brochures highlighting their Corporate Social Responsibility Report. The report covers all the progressive concerns, the environment, trade, sustainable development, and so on. It devotes a whole section to embracing diversity, in which the huge multinational boasts that it is striving to increase our diversity in our U.S. workforce. 32% of its vice presidents are women and 9% people of color.